Blog Talk Radio.
How lucky can one guy be? I kissed her and she kissed me. Like the fella once said, ain't that a kick in the head? The room was completely black. I hugged her and she hugged back. Like the sailor said, quote, ain't that a hole in a boat? My head keeps spinning. I go to sleep and keep grinning.
Hello and welcome to another edition of HIAC After Midnight. I'm, of course, the host. I'm the Dean of Credibility, Double D, and you can find me at Folsom County. Make sure you follow the official Twitter at HIAC Talk Radio. Make sure you check out the website where everything is. That's HIACTalkRadio.com. And what I'd like to do now is a special guest host, because Emil has plans tonight. So my special guest host is the above-average comedian, Dan, the man, Kalachika.
Live and in person, Dean. How you doing, my friend? Follow me on Twitter at DanLaw83 and Obey the Puck at Obey Puck Show.
Now, for those at home or if you're at work listening to this.
Or in your car making out with a girl or a boy.
He shook my hand, and I don't know why.
I'm just being professional. I like touching you, Dean. I'm touching you now. Nobody can see. You're not safe here.
Now tonight, Dan, we're going to talk about some Walking Dead. Talk about the season thus far. It's been interesting since the mid-season comeback. What do you think so far, without getting into too many details?
Well, the first thing I will say...
Don't spoil it now.
No. The first thing I will say...
That's for later.
Is I... Let me get it out, man. Silence. Put the cigarette in your mouth. Thank you.
Good.
The first thing I will say is I have gone on record in saying that I was underwhelmed.
Underwhelmed?
By this TV show, and it has come around a complete 180.
When were you underwhelmed with The Walking Dead?
I don't remember when, but you made a good point. But when you said, what the hell are you expecting from this show? Do you want nonstop action? And I kind of thought about that. I'm like, no, they're doing exactly what they should be and telling the story. And the last three or four episodes, I came back around before the break. And I've been back to where I was in season one. I just love the show. I believe it is one of the best on TV right now.
Piers Morgan had a run-in with Chelsea Handler. We're going to discuss that. I think we're on opposite ends of the spectrum with this one.
I think so. We might. We'll find out. We haven't discussed it much. I wanted to save it for the show because it's entertaining as hell.
Also, Obama was on Two Ferns. We're going to talk about that. We're also going to talk about On Point Wrestling,
right,
which is less than a day away, quite frankly.
At this point tomorrow.
It will have been. It's in the books.
It's in the books,
say.
My friend. It will be tuckered out. And
in the books.
And tired and eating at Bennigan's or wherever we go.
Bennigan's.
Are they still around anymore?
They were in Secaucus. In fact, the first time that I spoke with our special guest coming on in about a half hour, Emil J, that was the first time I talked with the man.
Was that a Bennigan?
It was at a Bennigan. Yes.
How's their food any good anymore?
No, it's horrible.
Is it comparable to Applebee's?
No, well, yeah. Yeah, Applebee's is probably better.
That's not my saying much, my friend.
Very true.
Coming from a fat dude.
Very
who
true.
Who knows his fried food?
But MLJ will be calling, and he's out celebrating birthday parties, Dan. He told me last month, and I totally forgot about it. I probably would have postponed it, but I wanted to keep it this night so we can talk about On Point Wrestling, of course, headlined by Tremont and Summers, also with some interesting things going on as well. Now, where do you want to start, Dan? I really don't have a...
You want to do Walking Dead, or do you want to get Piers Morgan out of the way?
Well, let's get Piers out of the way. Here's what happened. Basically, Chelsea Handler is out promoting a book right now. A tawdry book, if you...
A tawdry? That's a good word for that.
A tawdry book, but that's what Piers called it. That's what Piers... I believe it's called My Horizontal Life or some such nonsense.
English guys use funny words for things.
regardless of that fact, Dan, she was on Piers Morgan tonight, and, well, this exchange happened. Chelsea Handler didn't particularly like what was going on, so here's what happened.
How do you spend your life when you're not working? What will your life here be this week? What will you do?
Well, I am working this week.
After the show, where do you go? What do you do?
Well, I have to come here and tolerate this nonsense, and then I have to go...
This nonsense is designed to flog your tawdry book.
I know. I'm going to go to a book signing at Target in Westwood, and then I go on the road every weekend and perform live stand-up comedy and do book signings, and, you know, that's it. I'm a workhorse. I'm a workaholic.
You tweet very amusingly.
I wish you did. I mean, in the middle of the commercial break, I want your viewers to know. They must know because they're probably following you on Twitter. I mean, you can't even pay attention for 60 seconds. You're a terrible interviewer.
Well, you just weren't keeping my attention.
Well,
more
but
I,
that's not my
me.
Problem.
What is your problem?
This is your show. You have to pay attention to the guests that you invited on
is
your show.
Is interesting enough?
Yeah, they listen, it doesn't matter how interesting I am. You signed up for this show.
Of course it does.
Well, maybe that's why your job is coming to an end.
Wow.
Oh, wow.
Wow. So that's what you have there. Now, my first couple reactions are, I'll start out with Piers Morgan. He certainly doesn't care much anymore. He knows that his show is ending on the 28th, and he just doesn't care, Dan.
I kind of agree with him. I mean, when you work at something, believe me, when you work at something and you're told you suck, you're out of here, what's the point of fighting for it?
True.
Mean, there's a very thin line between being told you suck, you're out of here, and keeping that professionalism. To that point, the hell are you working for anymore?
Like I said, he has 2 weeks left at this point, and I guess he just doesn't really have much to go
so
on.
So my question is,
mm-hmm.
does he have that much control, being that his name is on the show, that he picks the guests, right?
I imagine that would be a producer. I don't think he...
Okay.
I think what would happen is that there are requests, because working with Tara's Independent Voice, I know how this works. PR guys, or in this case an agent, will reach out to CNN and say, Chelsea Handler has a new book. She'd like to come on Piers Morgan. That producer will book it, and then he has to deal with it. He probably doesn't even like the woman, but he had to have her on his show. And obviously, they didn't like each other too much.
The one problem I do have... See, it's a different situation if he wasn't getting fired and he didn't give a damn anymore. But if this was like another week and, you know, you were going to stay on the show, he kind of does, like, it's imperative that he acts like he cares, right? If the situation was different.
He can go back to England and he's more respected there in England. That's one thing.
Well,
now,
I mean, yeah, I mean, American mass public.
Now, my biggest question, and this leads to my second point about this whole thing, is I had no idea who this woman was.
Really?
Never heard of her.
All I know is she's on E.
Never heard of her.
That's all I know.
I'm looking at her television and film credits, courtesy of Wikipedia.
Oh, that's repeatable.
I don't understand why people have a problem with Wikipedia.
I'm kidding. I don't have a problem with Wikipedia.
But there's links. You can figure out if these are
never heard
reliable
of it. Never
search.
Heard of it. Heard of it.
Girls
heard
behaving
of it.
Badly. I think that's the
Reno
only.
Reno 911.
She was in there for one episode.
Yeah. No, I don't know. I know she does stand up, and the reason why I can verify that is I was looking through Hulu last night at the old Comedy Central. Presents, and she had an episode back like in 05 or something, or 06 or something like that. But other than that, I knew she hosted a show on E, which is owned by that evil corporation, anywho.
But I'm just looking, and I just don't...
Let me just say, I've known who Piers Morgan is longer than I've known who Chelsea Handler is.
I don't, and she acted like quite a bitch. Even if the interview's not going well, she couldn't keep it in, she couldn't just... swallow her pride.
I kind of think that is something you reserve for off the air.
Yeah, like as she's leaving.
What are you doing?
Yeah.
Do you want to do this or not? If you don't want to do it, I'll go.
Yeah.
Not like I'm on air. Look at me. I'm cool. I'm a bitch. You know. I agree with you on that, but I, on the other hand, the lesser argument is well, I mean, it is kind of his job to care, but then you go back to the original point. He doesn't care, so. I don't know. I really think she should have reserved that for off-air, personally.
Some off-air discussion between the guest and the host, and maybe they could have handled it better.
Worked it out. Because you could have cut to commercial, hashed out, and go, do you care about the interview? Yes, I really want to interview you. Okay, well then, let's engage each other when we come back from a commercial.
That might have worked.
I might get a lot of flack for this. I think he's a step up from Larry King, well, he was towards the end of his show.
Well, it's Larry King, that's an opinion.
I have a lot of weird opinions. We'll just keep it at that, my friend. I don't know. I think what screwed Piers Morgan out, excuse me, was when he started tackling the gun thing.
A lot of people are saying that when he took that stand, kind of a hoity-toity, holier-than-thou attitude he had about gun control and things of that nature.
Yeah, I mean, that's a very, 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 I hear about it a lot in Virginia, where everybody has a gun, apparently. I mean, everybody thinks the other person has a gun.
Well, do you find that to be a deterrent?
No, I find that to be very helpful, actually.
Well, yeah, a deterrent would be helpful, then.
Oh, deterrent. You
because know. Nobody knows who's
yeah.
who has
you go up to somebody
packing,
you go up to somebody and start trash and it kind of just fizzles out because he thinks you're going to pull a gun and you think he's going to pull you.
Did you hear about this other story? Now this is a little off script, but we're going on the gun control thing mm-hmm. here. There was a father this week that shot and killed. It was in Houston.
Uh-huh.
But he shot and killed a 17-year-old boy. Now, what happened, basically, is...
to his daughter.
Well, the 16-year-old daughter of this man was mm-hmm. in bed with the 17-year-old boy.
And he got caught.
One of the siblings alerted the father to the fact that there was a man, someone was in the room.
17 and 16?
17 and 16.
Technically legal?
That's not the point here.
Well, right. The
right. point is, this younger sibling went in to the father's bedroom, woke him up, and said, oh my goodness.
Little Susie's having sex in the bedroom.
No, there's some person in this room.
Oh, no way.
In the bed with little Susie. The father grabs his gun, confronts the individual, and says, who are you? What are you doing in my daughter's room? The daughter, at this point, says, I have no idea who this guy is.
What? No.
17-year-old boy. The 17-year-old boy.
What a bitch.
He was told to stay there. He was told to, you know, keep your hands up where I can see him.
I would have ran so fast, dude.
Apparently, he looked like he was reaching for something. Didn't know if it was a gun. Blew him away. 17-year-old boy is dead.
Dead.
Now, after the 17-year-old boy was
shot
down,
and killed,
the 16-year-old was much more helpful and said, yeah, I did know him.
Oh, thanks.
I did know him. And
I told him to come in here and do
but
that.
But from the perspective of the father who comes into the room, the daughter again says, I don't know who this person is.
I'll put him away. You hear your other kid comes in the room and says, you know, little Susie's getting attacked or getting raped. You grab a gun. She cooperates and basically says, I don't know who this is. Yeah. Yeah, I have a problem with that.
I'm getting this, unfortunately, from Fox News.
So it takes forever, and it's pretty much...
So just reading from it, the Houston father, who police say fatally shot a 17-year-old boy who was inside his daughter's bedroom early Thursday morning, will likely not be charged. The prosecutor told. My Fox Houston. Although a grand jury will review the case, prosecutor Warren Dipram said it is unlikely that the father will be charged. What was going on in that person's mind at the time of the shooting? Not what they found after the fact. They're looking at what he was thinking when he made the decision to shoot. Now, he reportedly found the teen in bed with his daughter and confronted him. The daughter apparently told him she did not know the boy. The father said he told the teen not to move, but reportedly saw the teen reach for something, at which point the police say the father opened fire. The teen did not have a gun. His daughter later confessed she snuck her boyfriend, 17, into the house. We don't know if the father knew him or not. Sergeant Bell with the Harris County Sheriff's Department told the station the family just moved into the neighborhood. Well, she's a quick mover. That's number one. Yeah, quite the story.
My big problem with that whole thing is her lie caused this issue.
Probably, if she was just very open about it and said, hey, that's my boyfriend.
I think the reaction would have been one of anger, but it wouldn't have, I'm going to shoot you! You know, it would have been, oh, okay, well, you need to go now, dude.
Oh, I overreacted. I brought my gun here. I thought you were being attacked.
So some of the responsibility, whether she's 16 or not,
does
kind of fall on the daughter's shoulders there. I'm sorry.
I agree with you. I thought that was an interesting story.
That's a terrible story. Interesting, but that's terrible. Yes. She kind of indirectly caused his death.
I can go right there with you, Dan.
You agree on something?
We certainly do, Dan. But right now what I want to do is take another. I think we're changing tracks here. Between Two Ferns, Dan, is a web series.
Oh, man.
Barack Obama was the guest this week. It's caused a bit of some, it's caused a little problem with some conservatives and ABC News. And
mostly Fox News, actually.
No, ABC
News. ABC
News
is ABC the same
News
stuff
is
now?
The one who brought it up. But
okay.
Bringing up the sanctity of the office. But here we go. We're going to play it and then have our reaction on the other side.
Sorry, I had to cancel a few times. My mouse pad broke last week, and I had to get my great aunt some diabetes shoes. And
you know what, Zach? It's no problem. I mean, I have to say, when I heard that, like, people actually watch this show, I was actually pretty surprised.
Hi, welcome to another edition of Between Two Ferns. I'm your host, Zach Galifianakis, and my guest today is President Barack Obama.
Good to be with you. Back.
First question. In 2013, you pardoned the turkey. What do you have planned for 2014?
We'll probably pardon another turkey. We do that every Thanksgiving. Was that depressing to you, seeing one turkey kind of taken out of circulation, a turkey you couldn't eat?
So how does this work? Do you send Ambassador Rodman to North Korea on your behalf? I read somewhere that you'd be sending Hulk Hogan to Syria. Or is that more of a job for Tonya Harding?
Zach, he's not our ambassador.
What should we do about North IKEA?
While we move on.
I have to know, what is it like to be the last black president?
Seriously? What's it like for this to be the last time you ever talked to a president?
It must kind of stink, though, that you can't run, you know, three times. You know?
Actually, I think it's a good idea. If I ran a third time, it'd be sort of like doing a third Hangover movie. Didn't really work out very well, did it? Now, I have to say that I've seen this show before, and some of the episodes have probably been a little bit better than this. You know, for example, the one with Bradley Cooper, that was a great show.
Bradley Cooper,
he kind of carried that movie, didn't he?
Which film are you speaking of?
Those Hangover movies. Basically, he carried them.
Yeah, everybody loves Bradley. Good for him.
Good-looking guy.
Being like that in Hollywood, that's easy. Tall, handsome, that'd be short, fat, and smell like Doritos and try to make it in Hollywood. Is it going to be hard in 2 years when you're no longer president and people will stop letting you win at basketball?
How does it feel having a 3-inch vertical?
It's a 3-inch horizontal. So, where are you planning on building a presidential library, in Hawaii or your home country of Kenya? Because I mean, both places seem like they would be...
Zach, that's a ridiculous question.
Well, you know, I mean, not to bring up the birth certificate thing, but you really never did really produce your real...
Where's your birth certificate? Why don't you show it to us right now?
I don't want to show anybody my birth certificate because it's embarrassing.
What's embarrassing about it?
My weight on it, it says that I was born 7 pounds, 800 ounces. You know what I would do if I were president, Mr. President? I would make same-sex divorce illegal, then see how bad they want it.
I think that's why you're not president. And that's a good thing.
You said if you had a son, you would not let him play football. What makes you think that he would want to play football? What if he was a nerd like you?
Do you think a woman like Michelle would marry a nerd? Why don't you ask her whether she thinks I'm a nerd?
Could I?
No, I'm not going to let her near you.
So do you go to any websites that are .coms or .nets, or do you mainly just stick with .govs?
No, actually, we go to .govs. Have you heard of healthcare.gov?
Here we go. Okay, let's get this out of the way. What did you come here to plug?
Well, first of all, I think it's fair to say that I wouldn't be with you here today if I didn't have something to plug. Have you heard of the Affordable Care Act?
Oh, yeah, I heard about that. That's the thing that doesn't work. Why would you get the guy that created the Zune to make your website?
Healthcare.gov works great now. And millions of Americans have already gotten health insurance plans. And what we want is for people to know that you can get affordable health care. And most young Americans right now, they're not covered. And the truth is that they can get coverage all for what it costs you to pay your cell phone bill.
Is this what they mean by drones?
The point is that a lot of young people, they think they're invincible.
Did you say invisible? Because
No.
Think that's impossible.
Not invisible, invincible. Meaning that they don't think they can get hurt.
I'm just saying that nobody could be invisible if you had said invisible.
I understand that. If they get that health insurance, it can really make a big difference. And they've got till March 31st to sign up.
I don't have a computer, so how does...
Well, then you can call 1-800-318-2596.
I don't have a phone. I'm off the grid. I don't want you people like looking at my text, if you know what I mean.
First of all, Zach, nobody's interested in your texts. But second of all, you can do it in person. And the law means that insurers can't discriminate against you if you've got a pre-existing condition anymore.
Yeah, but what about this, though?
That's disgusting. How long have you had it?
Oh, just 4 months.
Really?
Spider bites. I got attacked by spiders.
Zach, you need to get that checked right away. You need to get on healthcare.gov because that's one of the most disgusting things I've ever seen.
Is your plug finally over?
I suppose so.
So which country were you rooting for in the Winter Olympics?
Seriously? I'm the President of the United States. What do you think, Zach?
I want to thank President Obama for being on the show.
I'm going to press this.
Don't touch that, please. Shh. Thanks for the interview, and thanks for letting me shoot my show here all these years.
You've been shooting these shows here in the diplomatic room? Who gave you permission to do that?
Bush.
Seriously? Who gave him clearance?
So, between two ferns, I thought it was very good, Dan. What do you think the hubbub's about? Apparently some conservatives, like I said, ABC News is upset as well, saying that the sanctity of the office has been tarnished by this appearance.
Tarnished like Jack Kennedy having sex with Marilyn Monroe?
That hasn't been proven, Dan. I think Richard Nixon would be a better example.
Richard Nixon, Watergate?
I think that would be a better example.
Bill Clinton, BJ? You know, ruining the sanctity of the office, but a 6 minute and 16 second internet video, that messes up the sanctity of the office.
Apparently it did, Dan, and
what a bunch of morons.
But let's look at what the good things that came out of this. Now, healthcare.gov saw a jump in traffic. The Fund Your Die video had 11 million views. This is from a...
That's amazing.
This is from a Twitter account that is associated with Fund Your Die. I mean healthcare.gov. It's at healthcareterra. And she said, Fund Your Die video has 11 million views. Healthcare.gov traffic for yesterday was up almost 40% from Monday. Healthcare.gov put out... 890,000 visits to healthcare.gov on Tuesday, up 40% from Monday. Lots of consumers shopping to get covered before.
That's amazing.
3/31, get covered now, hashtag.
That's amazing. It did, as you just said it off air, it did the job that they were looking to do.
Healthcare Terra tweeted later on the 11th. She said FunnyRedie.com is the number one source of referrals
kidding.
To healthcare.gov.
That's
right
beautiful.
Now.
That's beautiful.
so.
Which basically, it just takes this virtual hand and sticks it in the face of ABC News and Fox News and everybody else. I don't get why that's a problem. With everything else that has happened in the last 12, 15 years as far as the Office of the President and the government, this is the hot topic of the conversation, right? Well, that's great.
It's very similar to people that hang on every word looking for someone to say something or do something negatively. In this case, I think it did its job. It got the younger people excited to go check these things out.
Great timing. It looks great. It sounds great. It's funny.
It is funny.
I don't get – you can't have a good time now? The world is miserable, so you must all be miserable. Shut up.
It was funny. I thought it did the job. And, of course, I was getting that from USA Today, those tweets and everything.
I don't understand. Like, I can't watch news.
You can't watch news.
I can't watch the mainstream media news.
No, why?
I'll say it like this. My example right now is this Malaysian airline disaster that's happened. Hopefully it's not a disaster. The situation.
Yeah.
And all of these theories they're reporting as news. You don't know the facts yet.
Well, they're coming out and saying that they don't know what's happened. That's the number one theme here, Dan. I'm not sure where you're going with this.
Go
ahead.
They apply that to everything they do in the news today right now, I find.
Not following you.
A better example, and I live in a suburb of D.C., so it was big, when the guy went through the naval yard and shot.
Okay.
Nobody knew what happened. It was reported several times. Several things were reported, not, we think, as things that happened, and none of it was true.
Well, that happened on 9/11. There was a lot of things that were reported because you're trying to break a story. Even JFK, there were things that were reported.
That 9/11 became my disdain for mainstream media news.
Why?
There's too many people that, this is just my belief.
Okay.
That have an opinion that shouldn't speak, and a lot of them are on the news. Attacking the president, things like that just drive me crazy.
I think on breaking stories, things sometimes are reported, Dan, that in retrospect they
do
retract.
No, I'm explaining it poorly because...
You are.
I really am.
It's after midnight, Dan. These things happen.
I watch The Daily Show, mostly.
Well, one could say your opinion is swayed by
Johnster,
a comedic take on things.
It's very swayed. And I will admit that it is a flawed, swayed opinion, but it is what I believe.
So it's more than an opinion, Dan. It's a belief.
Isn't a belief an opinion?
Emil.
Dead air.
Emil.
Dead air.
Why does dead air bother people?
Oh,
that's
because when you have a because you sound like Rush Limbaugh. You'll say something here. I have something to say. I'm going to say another sentence. Blah, 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 I'm an asshole.
Well, it appears I've been fired. Well, as long as I'm no longer working here, let me tell you something. You know what really grinds my gears? You, America. You.
Oh, boy. Have it out.
To get your angst together in a perfect package. Now
you're angst all the time.
I am. That's part of my charm, Dan. Now, what grinds my gears is
dead air. People that hate dead air.
Yeah, sometimes there's dead air, Dan. I think sometimes you should think before, not you, but just people
generally. No, go ahead.
That people should think before they start
talking. You're right.
And a lot of times when people are and umming and and oosh and ah, ooh, and...
That's okay to have a second of air.
Exactly.
Breathe in, buddy.
Exactly. I think a lot of times people are trying to get things out. Talking to people on the street is not the same type of way that you're talking to someone during a podcast.
No, because you're on a podcast, you're trying to sound professional, and you're trying to sound like you know what you're talking about, and a good
I've never claimed that, Dan.
No, I mean, isn't that everybody's idea? Never mind. I'm just saying, anybody who has an idea for a podcast wants it to sound good, I assume.
You would assume that.
So part of it was I'm going to concentrate really hard on not going like that, and it causes more uhs and ums.
It does.
I've edited an episode that I've had to do, and I've heard it a lot.
I went back and I've edited a few episodes in the archive, and especially in the earlier days.
Yeah.
Especially in the earlier days.
We were finding our foot. Even you who had experience, even me who sat.
Well, you were there 4 years.
Disclaimer, what I'm about to say is not a shot, so let me get the thought out. Who sat on a podcast for 4 years.
That was a different type of podcast, though.
But I didn't like dead air then either, and I was going on the model that I didn't want to sound like an idiot, and we went nowhere. It was stale, and we didn't, I guess evolve's the wrong word to use, but we didn't, what's the word I'm looking for? We didn't get better. It just was the same thing every week for 4 years.
It was a plateau. Well, there were a lot of changes. There were a lot of personnel changes. I was off and on.
Coming on and off without a doubt.
Well, no, but Kara was there, and then Kara left. And
Kara, you know what? Kara did one thing. She spoke well.
She did the least. Kara was...
Best thinker.
It was a very... I think that was a big blow when Kara left.
No, it was a huge blow, and... The thing is, my original point, it's right now I'm trying not to do it. now I'm conscious about it.
I just want to sound professional.
I don't want to sound like other shows I've been involved with where there's 20 seconds of silence and we're thinking about it.
Well, there's differences, though. Between that, I think if you're trying to clarify a thought, you're trying to...
I don't even know how we got here.
Neither do I.
Emil J. in the building, what's going on, brother?
How are you, brother?
Man, I am good. I'm a little bit buzzed. I'm in a karaoke bar somewhere in Virginia celebrating a birthday. Right next to me, I got the rising up-and-coming star, Reed By God Bentley.
Bentley. He will be at On Point Wrestling tomorrow.
Yeah, and he's gonna win that fantastic four way if I have my say. Like if I'm gonna like put the prediction out there, like okay, Danny Cannon, he's on the come up. Chris Dickinson, he's been established. Sam Shields, he's been doing his thing for a little while, but Reed By God Bentley goes toe to toe with the world best on a regular basis and does good.
Well,
and he's gonna. So there it is, man.
There it is indeed. Now, Emil, let's talk a little bit about this card tomorrow, besides, of course...
Hey, are we on the air right now?
We are on the air, Emil.
Oh, cool, man. Like, hey, what's going on? Hell in a Cell Radio after midnight. I'm sorry I can't be there for the full time. I'm currently celebrating a birthday. I'm live on location somewhere in Virginia at the karaoke bar. So this is pretty rad. I'm very happy about this. On Point Wrestling tomorrow, I will be back in Sewell. Seth Rogen is here. Or at least some dude that looks like him. Some dude that looks like him just walked by. I don't give a fuck.
Ask him how it's like working with Harold Ramis.
The world revolves around you. Go.
Nothing. I will keep going, bro.
And I don't know. Like, I'm having a good old time. Like, I'll be back up for One Point Wrestling tomorrow in Sewell, along with Reed by God Bentley and other Team Best Dude luminaries, such as Nick Manawa making his East Coast return. I'm very excited about that.
He's actually going to be calling that match, Emil.
Wait, with who? You or me?
With you, dummy.
I'm working with Manawa tomorrow? That's awesome. I didn't know that. That's awesome. Cool.
Yes, because,
I'm excited
because
for that.
I don't know much about those two individuals, so it just made sense for you and Manawa to call that particular match.
Man, you know what? Me and Manawa have known each other for like a little while now. We've never had a chance to work together. Like, me just knowing this right now, that excites me. Like, I am that much more excited for On Point tomorrow night.
Well,
a little bit of
match?
Free came out.
what other match are you excited for tomorrow? When you look at that card, what other match?
Yeah, do that. My man Reed by God Bentley just walked off to do a little business, conduct a little business with one of the fine female people in this bar. But as far as tomorrow, On Point Wrestling, obviously the main event, Bulldozer, King of the Underground, that's going to be freaking crazy. Also, sleeper match of the night, I think, Opportunity Knox, Oz Tyler, Josh Crane, one-on-one. Those two met for the first time just a couple weeks ago when me, Oz, and Mike E. King went down to North Carolina for CWF Mid-Atlantic. They were not in a match together, but they did meet each other backstage. And the fact that they knew that they were going to wrestle each other at One Point, they met each other for the first time. There's a level of mutual respect there, and I think we're going to see a really good contest between those two because they're both young, they're both hungry, they both respect each other, and they're both going to bring their A game because they know a lot of eyes are going to be on them tomorrow, not only live, but also whether you get the VOD, MP4, or DVD of the footage. I think they're both going to bring it, and I think it's going to be, if they both bring their A game, which I think they will, it's going to be a star-making performance for maybe both of them, not just one, but both of them, and I'm very excited to see that.
So not only that, it sounds like you have a perfect vision here, a perfect storm. So Reed Bentley went off to take care of some womanly business, shall we say.
He's Reed the Seed is planting more seeds.
Oh, my gosh.
and I don't mean plant seeds as far as, like, conceive children because, like, we can't do that in public. But he's, putting the idea out there. Like, he's putting that idea out there, like, hey, we should probably hang out with this fine young female. That, hey, man, if he gets it, more power to him. Good for him. She's a cool chick.
Emil, now,
this is the greatest thing I've ever heard.
It sounds like you're having yet another one of your downward spiral moments, as I like to say.
I think this is an upward spiral because I don't see my night progressing, or I don't see my night going anywhere more but up, honestly. I'm feeling good, had a few shots, had a few beers. I'm loving life right now, man.
How many beers are in you right now?
Only three beers, but I've had about four shots, and I've been here for about, like, an hour and a half. Half, maybe 2 hours. I don't know. I'm at this karaoke bar in small town Virginia, which is pretty crazy. Like, if you think about it,
Are you in Northern Virginia or further
south?
Yeah,
I'm in the Nova, how they call it colloquially around this region. I am in Nova at this place called the Lulu Cafe. You can visit them at lulu-cafe.com, as it says on their door. So there's a cheap, shameless plug for them. They've been treating us very good. Like, bartenders have been buying us drinks. That's pretty crazy.
That's unprecedented, as a matter of fact. Now, Emily, I did want to bring up...
Everybody here is Asian. Asians love karaoke. I found that out. Asians love it. But
I wanted to bring up the fact that you, at the last CZW show, Larry Legend Return, you're on commentary now.
Oh, absolutely. And you know what? That's what I've always wanted to do. Even though I embrace the role as ring announcer because I feel as though I had to do the best job, like, I had to do the best job at what I've been positioned to do. So that being said, I embrace the role. That being said, though, many people within the company and outside the company have always said I am an A-plus commentator, whereas I'm, like, a B ring announcer, and I fully agree with that. I don't take offense to that at all. Even though I feel like I have gotten better as a ring announcer, I mean, Larry Legend just has that certain it, and the fact that he's back for a little while and it lets me go back to the commentary table, I am extremely happy about that because I feel as though that is my greatest strength in the world of professional wrestling.
What the hell is going on, Emil?
Hurricane.
I am outside of the Lulu Cafe.
And where can you find them on the internet?
What's that? lulu-cafe.com.
No
.net here. Like, they're a real, like, legit place. Because apparently if you're .net, you're not legit in my book, apparently. I kind of popped when they told me.
.net, then.
They told me. What is it?
Never mind.
I purchased a domain. It's poopscoop.net.
Yeah, so while you're there, rate the bathroom and send us a paragraph.
You better get a .com, Dean Dixon.
Well,
if you want to be the dean of credibility, you get a .com.
Well, poopscoop.com, it was a plan I envisioned. So when you're out on the road,
okay.
When you're out on the road and you have to take a crap, you want to know what type of place you're going to put your bun. So it was
that's a legit idea.
I know it is.
I'm kidding.
That's a really good idea, actually.
When you go use the bathroom, write up a paragraph and send it to Dean. We'll start the website.
Like, it's sort of like Gas Buddy for pooping. Like, I like that.
Jesus Christ.
It is.
It's the greatest thing ever.
I like that a lot, actually.
Don't tell anybody.
I'm standing outside of its forefront right now. It apparently does organic dry cleaning. I don't know what that means, but...
They wash their clothes with organic bananas.
So
yeah, Emil, I guess they're like,
Let's wrap it. Let's wrap it in a nice little package here. What do people have to look forward to at On Point Wrestling tomorrow? Let me know, Daddy.
Well, the main event, Tremont and Summers. They're going to bring it. They're going to bring the violence. They're going to, as Wu-Tang Clan said in 1993, they are going to bring the ruckus. And no, I don't mean a member of the Blackout. I mean, they are going to kill each other straight up. That's a money match right there. We have two fantastic four-ways, which are always action-packed. One of them consists of, like I said earlier, Dickinson, Danny Cannon, Sam Shields, and Reed, by God, Bentley. That match is going to be awesome, I feel like. Oz and Josh, as I said earlier, and there are a few, like, I don't have the card in front of me right now, but I know there's a few other matches on that card that do look interesting. And either way, like, On Point always has a good show. Like, they have, EYSBO competing for the first time in tag team action in On Point against highly entertaining wrestlers. That's going to be fun. That's a sleeper match for sure. Because EYFBO, they're a really good tag team. We've seen them in Riot Pro, you and I. And, you know, I've seen them, like, a few music videos, a few matches posted on YouTube. They're, as a tag team unit, they are really good. Like, I am very happy that On Point Management has finally had the opportunity to book them as a tag team. Because, especially against highly entertaining wrestlers, I think they will be a great foil to EYFBO.
Hey, Emil, do you know what EYFBO means? I've been on a mission to try to figure this out.
Everybody yearns fucking bitches over. I just made that up.
I love you, Emil. I love you so much.
you're welcome for that. I just made that up.
So, I
don't know.
I don't know either, but Emil, we have a hell of a card to call tomorrow. I'm looking forward to being back at the commentary table with you, sir.
Hey, you know what? I just recently listened to Destroy Everything. I watched Destroy Everything, and our commentary was great. Like, I don't mean to toot our own horn. Like, I don't want to, like, sound like the guy that, like, puts ourselves over, but that stuff is good. Like, I know, like, One Point promoters and management said, like, yeah, you guys worked well as a team, but, like, listening back to it, like, I think we had a really strong performance, and I'm really happy about that.
I am as well, Emil. I couldn't do it without
a lot of other people have said that.
Oh, really? It's getting around?
Yeah. Yeah, I've gotten a little bit of feedback. Actually, one of the promoters from AIW that I happen to talk to from a time-to-time basis messaged me on Twitter, and he was like, hey, man, you and Dean Dixon on Point did a really good job. And I thought that was cool because he's a promoter from a totally different, you know, geographical standpoint, you know, Cleveland.
You couldn't tell me this before. I just have to find out now. And so can I now.
Hey, man, that's part of the After Midnight experience, man. Like, I can't just tell you everything all at once. Like, I got to surprise you sometimes.
It kind of is the HIAC way, actually.
And, you know, he did say, like, you two did a really good job, and he liked it. And I was like, hey, man, like, not only are, people online, you know, whoever's seen it, like, I've seen a couple posts on here and there, like, hey, like, the commentary for this is good. On Point Management said so. Matt Tremont said so. I know Masada watched the footage and he thought it was good. But for, like, another promoter in a different region to say something, like, that really piqued my interest. I was, like, really happy about that.
I am extremely happy as well. Emil, I'm going to let you go. I'm going to let you get back to the festivities. And thanks for calling
in. Hey, man, I'm sure Dan is doing a great job at picking up my After Midnight slack. Like, I'm sorry I can't, like, be involved in the whole thing. Like, because you know how much I love doing these After Midnight, but unfortunately, maybe not unfortunately, maybe that's not the right word to use, but, like, the scheduling didn't work out, what with my trip down here to Virginia. But, like, I love this. Like, I love being down here. I love being on the show. And Dan, Dean, you guys are awesome. I will talk to you, Dean, not only professionally, but also in a friendly manner tomorrow when I see you at On Point. Like, professional and was it business or pleasure? Because I didn't want to say in a pleasurable way because, like, that's weird.
Why not? Just spit on it.
Hey, man, I get pleasure anytime I talk to the Dean of Credibility. Like, I'm just going to throw that out there.
Well, thank you.
Whether it's on...
You're the only one.
Whether it's on After Midnight or on commentary or on Facebook, as we regularly do, or just in person before, after, or during a show, it's always great. Like, and Dan, I don't see you nearly enough. You gotta, like, be around.
Come tomorrow,
man.
Brother.
All right, then. I will see you tomorrow. I am hyped, man. As my boys down in North Carolina say, because I was just there 2 weeks ago for CWF Mid-Atlantic. CWF247.com, chill. as they would say, that is burnt. Like, that is a slang term, burnt. Like, for something like really it. Cool. That is burnt. I like it.
You are certainly burnt, toasty.
I'm not burnt.
Tasteless.
I'm just buzzed.
Emil, it's always a pleasure.
Man.
It's always a pleasure.
Hey, man. Man, you guys keep on rocking. Next time, I will for sure not be in Virginia, more than likely. For sure, more than likely. So, hey, man, we need to do more of these, by the way, honestly.
More
after midnight.
Another weekend open.
There is another weekend open, so we can certainly discuss this. But we'll talk about that off air. We'll talk about that tomorrow, Emil. I can't wait to see you. But, Emil, have a good night and enjoy.
See you tomorrow, brother.
The rest of the part.
All right, brothers. Love you guys.
Well, I met this lady and I told her quite a story. Said I love her forevermore. But the trouble is I tell the same old story to every girl that walks through the door. You was a trickster talking at your honey. Well, first they love me and then they don't. Sometimes they do it and sometimes they won't. So I said to this girl, hey, you get out. And she got to her feet and began to shout. You a dinosaur bro, a dinosaur bro. And you always lying to your friends. You a dinosaur bro, a dinosaur bro. And you never get nothing in the end.
If there is one song out there that personifies what MLJ is and what he means to this very program, it is Jive So Bro.
I got nothing, man. Who can follow that? Good night, folks. No, I'm kidding.
MLJ, it's always a pleasure to talk to him. I was hoping to get a discussion with Reed Bentley. Perhaps I can break out the old
we'll record stuff
the
tomorrow,
old
Mike,
thing.
Right?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
We'll
be cool.
We'll try doing that.
Yeah. That was a good experience. MLJ, if you go back and listen to this, is about 8 to 10 miles away from where I live. I find
really?
That very ironic. Not irony. I find that very ironic. Tonight of all nights.
Not really that ironic. He's going down there for a birthday party with Mike King. Hashtag team best dude.
Oh! I love that guy on Twitter.
There you go.
He's a great guy.
It's his birthday.
Mike, if you're listening, happy birthday, man.
Yeah, it's his birthday. That's why he is celebrating now.
That's who started that WrestleMania argument. That really was an argument. We became buddies. Twitter buddies.
Oh, well, fair enough. What I'm going to do now is Emily Kinney. I believe she is a very good entertainer. I enjoy the music. I played one for you tonight by the name of Just Pretend off her Blue Toothbrush.
It was very blue.
EP. Not only that, what I'm going to do right now is play one of her singles from her new EP, and this is Morning Sex is for Lovers. And this song is Kids. It's the single off of her latest EP. She's actually re-releasing it. It will be available on the 18th on iTunes. So make sure you check that out. They took everything off of Spotify. iTunes, it will be for sale this coming Tuesday. But right now, Emily Kinney with Kids.
I'm a little bit a little bit stoned, I'm a little bit restless, we're both alone tonight, a blue buzz in the dark, a message in my ear, I'm pulling on my jeans and waiting for you to get here tonight. Forget the day you've had, forget the love. scars and tear stains. They're not afraid to cry when they're in pain. Babies and us could be the same. So tell me all your troubles, just clear out your head. Then let's play hide and seek inside my bed. Forget the day you've had.
That was Emily Kinney off her Blue Toothbrush EP with Kids. Actually, I think this one is off her
Morning Sex thing.
Yes. Morning Sex is for Lovers.
That's it, yes.
And that's a very good song.
Oh, too. I heard it was Morning Sex.
Yeah, well, that's how you think.
Want to try mine, mother?
Now, of course, Emily Kinney plays the character of Beth on The Walking Dead, Dan. Now, The Walking Dead and Beth. People are annoyed by Beth singing on that show, but
what?
Now, oh yeah, you don't go
what?
To the forums, do you?
No. Dude, we can do a whole podcast on
my issue with forums. SpoilTheDead.com.
We can do a whole podcast on my issue with forums, my friend, or my stories.
Good grief. You and everybody in wrestling, people are so worried about...
No, had nothing to do with wrestling.
No, I'm just saying people in wrestling are so worried about the forums. Some people are annoyed by her singing. I think she has a beautiful voice, and she is a very talented singer and songwriter.
Not once, while she was sitting at the piano in the funeral home, did I think, well, this is terrible. I can't stand this. This is terrible. I don't believe this is happening. Get it off my TV.
Well, some people are just annoyed by it. Some people think she's a very dispensable character, but we're going to get into that in just a second.
Oh, don't even go there. That's touchy with me right now.
Now, if you are a fan of The Walking Dead and you are not caught up to the current episode, which was entitled Alone, it's the 13th episode of the fourth season.
Yep, yep.
If you have not gotten to that point, I suggest you turn away or fast forward about 10 minutes.
Yeah, about that.
Because
we're if you don't mind the discussion, mute it for about a minute.
Very true. Because right now we're going to talk about The Walking Dead. Obviously, this will contain spoilers if you're not caught up.
Here's
to
your
the 13th episode.
One and last only spoiler alert.
Where are you guys with this right now?
Like this moment in time. You want to know what happens next.
Don't spoil it.
You don't want to know how this ends, really?
No.
I mean, it's pretty cool.
Please stop.
Spoil it.
Listen, we're going to tell you.
I don't know in advance.
It's really cool.
That whole thing was just a dream. I had that dream again about those five people giving a dinner party. I didn't mean to spoil it for you.
Dead, Dan, is one of the hottest television series right now, and of course it's one of my favorites. That and the Bates Motel, that's the only reason I have a cable plan, quite frankly, since UFC went to the Fight Pass, but that's a discussion for another show. Yeah. But The Walking Dead, since the second half relaunched, Dan, I have to say I have enjoyed these episodes. The character development involved with these, you have the groups, it's very fragmented right now. You have four different groups that are going out. But the good thing about this is that some episodes, there's four.
There's still only three left, right? That's the next question I was going to ask.
As far as what?
Till the end of the season.
Yeah, only three episodes left.
Jesus.
We're going to have a very special episode on that weekend. What I'd like to do, Dan, if you're available for it and you're down for it, is that Sunday after that season-ending episode, I'd like to come right on at 10 o'clock and discuss the season of The Walking Dead and specifically the series ender. Now,
there's very few things I'll be doing on a Sunday night at 10 o'clock.
But I'll tell you what, Dan, this season, since they came back, four groups, very fragmented, but the character development, Dan, that they have shown, a lot of character development has been given to Beth, for instance,
yes,
who we were just talking about. Some people don't like it, so others do. Uh-huh. I think Beth and Daryl, very close to becoming an item until there was a knock on the door and there happened to be a herd of walkers. What do you think so far of the Beth and Daryl storyline?
I agree with you that that's been my favorite development so far other than Bob's. I really, really starting to like that character. Not that I didn't before, but the intro, was it the last episode? Alone, yeah. The first.
Oh, Bob, you're talking about Bob? I'm talking about Daryl and Beth.
No, I know that. I'm making a comparison here.
Okay.
The only other character is Bob. That opening.
Don't get too connected to Bob.
Stop it. Just spoiler saying. Alert. I thought it was a fantastic opening to an episode, but down to the music and the way it's directed. That's another thing. This show is one of the best directed shows on television. It's beautiful.
Oh,
it's beautiful looking. I know it's a funny word to use about Walking Dead, but it just looks amazing. But, yeah, I was drawn in from her following him back to Beth and Daryl.
Mm-hmm.
And Daryl not saying a word. It was just staring and watching, waiting for something to happen, looking for the booze.
Yeah, why do you think there's good people left? And he...
That's a great moment. Ow.
Oh, you mean...
Oh, me.
Oh,
I'm
well,
only 12.
I'm going to go now.
I'm going to go and
it's a little uncomfortable.
I'm going to go get kidnapped.
You were talking earlier about silences, but that was a beautiful silence between those two characters.
That was a beautiful... down to the actors and the way it was shot. It looked it was just a great kind of moment, like, say something.
Now, going along with the storyline is, what does this mean? Who kidnapped her? I don't think it's the Marauders.
Governor came
first,
back to life.
No. I don't think it was the Marauders that were first introduced in the Rick Michonne and Carl storyline that went into the house.
Yeah.
I do not think it's them. I think it's someone separate that we don't know. Now, a clue for people that might not have seen it. I didn't see it my first follow-through, but a clue
like a cross
is...
cross on the back of the car?
A cross on the back of the car.
I think it has something to do with the house that they were in, the funeral home.
Who knows, Dan?
I think they've been watched.
Who knows? Who still has cars? Who still has gas supplies? Well, we're going to find out as the season goes on.
I hope
on.
We find out, like, the next episode.
Now, the
I'm
next episode...
It's driving me crazy.
The next episode, you're not going to find out there.
Son of a...
Because it's called The Grove, Dan. It's episode 14, and The Grove...
Sanctuary?
If you saw the sneak peek on The Walking Dead, it showed young Lizzie outside. She was in a peach grove, obviously, when she was younger. You see, she's actually playing with a walker. Now, obviously, this is some type of dream sequence. This is something, but it gives you a clue as to what the episode is about. If you saw some more of the sneak peeks for this week, Tyrese, this is following the Tyrese, Carol, and Lizzie.
Micah, I saw a little bit of that.
And Micah storyline. So we get to see what's going on with them, and I'm looking forward to that because it looks like Carol lets little Micah, the way that they edited that piece together, it looks like Micah might be a goner.
That's okay. We like killing off kids on AMC.
No, Judith made it.
I'm not talking about Judith. I'm talking about the daughter.
Oh, Sophia.
That's mean.
Nah.
She didn't do anything. Now, Rick.
Yes,
yeah,
she did.
Rick, what'd she do?
She didn't stay where Rick told her to
stay.
Well,
that's She didn't do anything bad, though. She just is a kid.
Why did she run down to the river?
Because she's an idiot, kid.
That she is.
You know what? Why is Rick still alive? I wish the zombie, while he's eating the pudding, would have ripped right through his chest. He's annoying.
Rick?
No, Rick's kid.
What, Carl?
Carl, thank you. Did I say Rick instead of Carl?
You
no,
did say
Carl, that. Not Rick. Rick, Carl annoys me.
Why does Carl annoy
me? Is it bad to quote, I'm going to quote my fiance, is it bad to want all the children on the show dead?
Probably.
No.
Probably.
It's annoying.
The entire Walking Dead is really a journey, not of Rick Grimes, but of Carl Grimes. So if you don't like Carl.
I have not read.
If you don't like Carl and the fact that you can tell that this is his journey.
Dude, I will take your. I haven't really thought at all.
It's Carl's journey.
Yeah. Certainly.
So we get to see what's going on with Tyrese and Carol, and the two girls and Judith. Let's not forget Judith.
Yes, Judith. I'm glad that she's still around.
Anyway, moving right along.
I have a problem with Judith. She's not old enough to annoy me yet. I'm kidding, of course.
There's zombies
coming. Joking. It's a joke.
I treat her like Moses.
I'm kidding.
Put her in the river and hopefully somebody can find her.
Yeah, right. She's down the river and a walker snatches her right.
Well, walkers can't swim, Dan. We saw that. And
what about, how do you know there's not swimmers yet?
Mid-season finale. What?
How do you know there's not swimmers yet?
There aren't.
How do we know?
We saw what happened, though. And we saw, like, remember the one that the governor killed? And
that's right. Yes,
like,
yes. You're okay.
Blah, 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 blah. They really can't evolve. We're not talking about evolution here. So they really can't evolve.
That's true. Yeah. Okay.
Well, quite frankly, it's a farce that this zombie apocalypse is going on as long as it is, because eventually it's dead, rotten flesh. It just
falls apart.
Yes.
It's a TV show.
If you just wait long enough.
Just stand on the truck and wait for them to fall apart.
The best idea that I heard so far was, let's go to Michigan. Because it's cold there. I don't know. Good idea.
Well, we can't get out of Atlanta.
They've really been stuck there, haven't they?
I really wish they'd leave Atlanta.
They're getting the terminus, Dan.
When I heard the one truck going towards D.C., I'm like, yes, we're getting out of Atlanta. And he shoots the truck, you stupid
idiot. No, terminus. Terminus, Dan. That's terminus. The original name of Atlanta. Did you not know that?
I did not know that.
The original name, because it's where the 5 points of the railroads all went
together. I should have known that.
Do the research, Dan.
I should have known that.
Do the research. But
that's very good. I like that. But my only worry is, and again, I have not read the books, and I probably won't because I'm lazy. Oh, is it going to... I'm kind of nervous it's going to turn out like another the governor's town. Oh, we're good. And the one dude's like, no, we're not.
I could tell you
that
with a certain percent of certainty that it shouldn't. However,
it shouldn't.
Let's
but.
Move on. Let's move on to another group, and that was last week we saw these guys, and that's of course Maggie, Bob, and
I don't know. I can't remember Bob. Maggie.
I can't remember
the other girl's name.
Sasha.
Sasha. Yes, you're right.
Sasha?
Yes, it is.
Yes.
Sasha.
So let's talk about those three, their journey. What do you like about Bob so much? What about Bob?
High five. On air, high five. He just seems like a decent guy. And he's always... I like the fact that
he's
things are bad, and
happy.
I'm just... Hey,
you know,
man,
he's happy because
whatever,
he's not
I'm
alone.
Alive. I'm not dead, and I'm not alone. You know? That just has reached a... It just spoke to me for some reason.
Well, there you go.
Maybe it's because I'm so miserable half the time. Like,
did you
like
the quiet moment between Daryl and... Beth, when she saw the gravestone, beloved father.
Oh, my God. That almost tore me up. I don't know how it didn't. That was a really good moment. Again,
good
moment. Writing directory. Oh, my God.
And she reached for his hand. Moving along. Let's get back to the other group that we were just talking about, Bob, Maggie, and Sasha. What do you think that was? Because we saw last week that Bob was just going to go find, he was going to go to Terminus. He was determined to get there to not be alone. Even if he had to be alone for a little bit longer, he would still get to Terminus so he could be part of a group, which is what he was looking for. entirely. Not only that, we had Sasha, who was resigned to the fact that she would be alone. She was going to, she said goodbye to Bob, and she was going to be alone. And Maggie, so determined to find Glenn, her true love, she decided that she was going to go find him alone. Again, going to the title of the episode and the theme of the episode of struggling in this zombie apocalypse. So what do you think about that group? Besides Bob, we already got Bob covered, but that group, it's a very, not really a motley crew, but it's an interesting group of people.
It's a good way of putting it. I think it's down to none of them wanted to be alone. Obviously, Maggie had her reasons.
Determination.
I think just the easy answer is it was just down to determination. Sasha just, it seemed like she kind of given up.
She was resigned to the fact?
Yeah, like, I'm just going to stay here. What's the point? And then...
collect rainwater?
I think...
try to plant some crops on the roof.
Yeah, that one threw me a little bit.
Find some dirt, I suppose, and take
yeah.
it up. I don't know.
I don't know.
Not sure what her plan
was.
It's
a dirty roof.
Not sure what her plan was.
But I think once she saw Maggie...
What about Morgan? I'm going to see Morgan return from the very first episode.
Oh,
Morgan.
Oh,
we already know Dwayne's
dead.
That's a kid that got knocked off.
Yes.
But Morgan, are we going to see him again? Of course, he returns in the comic book.
My friend.
We see him in the comic book, but he was someone who was alone.
In the comic book, where is he?
Kind of where you saw him before, in his own fortified area.
Just won't leave.
He's kind of a hermit. There were a few different
stories.
You
were supposed to call me back.
Yeah, but there were a few different stories with Morgan.
I called you. I tried.
Very good story with Morgan. I'd like to see him again.
I like
though.
That character.
Did you ever see the show Jericho? If not,
I did.
Okay, he was great in that as well. The
That's
actor, of course.
The only reason why I recognized him.
Exactly. Me here. Same
and
here.
I don't
and
mean
when
that
I saw him again,
disrespectfully, I just.
But
like that.
I was so happy when I saw him on the first episode of The Walking Dead, and I thought he was going to be a main character.
Kelly said the same thing. Oh, I love that guy. Son of a bitch.
And then they play with you that entire first episode that Rick's still talking, and even the beginning of the second episode when they decide to leave.
There was a couple episodes there. Wasn't it? It was well into the first season where he's, you know, we're here.
Well, that was
right
the beginning of the second
season,
too.
Yeah. Okay, I thought so. It still went into the second season. And then, you know, at one point it kind of got dropped.
But he goes back to his hometown, and that's where Morgan stayed.
I just think there's so many aspects of the story.
Now, again, let's talk about the final group. This is the group that most people are dying to know what is happening to, and that is Michonne, Carl, and Rick.
Well, they ran
probably
off.
The strongest group of survivors.
They ran off from...
in totality.
Numbnuts. Joe and the other schmucks.
Joe and the schmucks.
That's a good... that is a good group name for them.
But Joe and the Schmucks, of course, a group of marauders that came into the house.
Oh, I just want to punch him in the face.
Daryl did.
Good. Oh,
but let's talk
him.
About let's talk about yeah. Rick Michonne and everybody. Carl, of course, had some troubles. Now, if you're confused about the timeline, you can go in various places and they put the timeline so you can figure out where everybody is.
Who's confused about the timeline?
Some people are confused with the timeline as far as the groups and where they stick together. But
you ain't too bright, are you?
Well, no, so, because where did Michonne, and you can go online
it
and find
it. It
kind of
doesn't really matter yet.
It doesn't away. It doesn't away.
As long as
it doesn't away, because was Beth, if Joe did kidnap her, was Beth with Joe during that problem? I don't think so, but these are various series.
Yeah, but you know it's not them. Well, as far
you
as the story goes.
You don't know.
Let me rephrase that. As far as the source material goes.
The source material has gone off track many a time. Now, one thing that Kirkman has said, well, the way Dale died.
Yeah, we talked about that on our episode.
But here's the thing. The way Dale died in the original comic book, in the source material, shall we say, the way that Dale died was he was infected. He had a zombie bite. And after the infection... he was kidnapped by the hunters. It was a group of people that go around. They hunt people. other survivors.
We have not been privy to them on the television show.
Not as of yet. I'm hoping we didn't see the first indication when Beth was kidnapped this past week.
I'd be so pissed off.
However, how much more can Daryl take? We'll get into that in a second, but you have...
He's getting mentally beaten the crap out of so bad.
He has, but you have... What happened to Dale? He's unconscious. When he wakes up, his leg is gone. Now, they gave that aspect to Herschel later on. His leg is gone, and he sees the hunters are eating his leg. And he just starts laughing and laughing. Maniacal laughter.
That's good.
And they're like, what's going on? And he goes, you don't know it, but you're dead. I'm like, what do you mean? They ate tainted meat. Hopefully, if Beth is the one that... Because Robert Kirkman, the creator of all this...
Exact producer.
He said on The Talking Dead one episode that the plans that happened in the comic book for Dale, he has it in mind for one of the main characters to go out that way. Is it Daryl? Is this the last season?
Please not Daryl.
But that would be the perfect way for Daryl to go.
All the women going, oh, my God.
But that would be the perfect way for Daryl's character to go. How much more character development can it?
Can you give that? None, dude.
He's been through so much. He's lost his brother. He's lost the last person that he's. But that was very important to the Daryl character.
That's another scene.
He's
grown. We never talked about it. But that was another scene where I almost felt like I wanted him to start crying, because I was like,
he's crying.
I mean, the wait for it, like how it just was a slow build as he kind of saw, oh, man.
I see what you're
saying. You know what I mean? I was just like, let it out, man.
But,
like, it was a love-hate thing. He was like, oh, my God, it's my brother. And then he just kept repeatedly stabbing him as I make that terrible motion.
How much more can all these people lose, though? Daryl, Rick... Of course, Rick at this point still thinks Judith is dead.
Rick,
so he thinks his wife and his newborn is dead.
That's another scene.
Carl has
lost. When he's under the bed, trying to hold himself up and be quiet, I was just like this the whole time, on the edge of my seat, going.
Didn't affect me that bad.
I turn off the lights.
Sounds like
put
it's
on
Rick.
The,
he's not going to die.
Turn off the lights. Put on the surround sound. I don't know that.
But he's not going to die.
I feel he's going to pull Joss Whedon, the main character, going to get stabbed right in the head. You don't get the reference?
No, it's a Buffy reference, I suppose. But yeah,
pretty much.
Glenn and Tara are still out there. We saw Glenn at the end of the last episode. Well, with Abraham.
Yeah, but I'm going to admit something that might piss you off. Is I cared very little about that.
What, that group?
The least. Not that I don't care.
Sure.
That
no, but
the
I think
it, my list.
They haven't even on the show themselves developed that as a. We have to watch this. I think they have a character that is very golden in there. I forget the doctor's name, but the one that doesn't know how to shoot a gun. A great character in the comic book. I can't remember the name off the top of my head.
Dr. Jellyfingers.
Sounds as good as anything.
Well, awesome.
Now, Dan, of course, tomorrow, Walking Dead, what's your final thoughts, though? Actually, it's today. But
that's okay. That's all right. It's already Saturday. I'm just nervous to see what happens, and I'm glad that I'm fully invested in this right now, and I'm looking forward to seeing what happens. I was very upset because, like I said, we started watching. We watched two episodes and then stopped, and I thought more time had passed. So the fact that there was only three to catch up on, I was upset. I'm like, I know! I need more!
It happens.
Because we did it with Person of Interest. We watched first season. Second season started, we watched half of it, then forgot it was on. So we had about 15... No, God, we had over 20 episodes to catch up on. You know, you do one of those Netflix things where you just watch it over and over and over again. And the fact that I didn't have any more Walking Dead, I was almost depressed.
Not only that, Dan, tomorrow. Tomorrow, Dan, we have... On Point Wrestling. Actually, it's today. Once you download this today, Saturday, March 15th.
It better be not as we speak. You better already be there listening to this. Don't be like, oh, I missed it. I don't want to hear that.
That's true. The main event is Trima and Scott Summers. And I'll tell you what, Dan, I can't wait to play this for you. I put together a little promo. We had Scott Summers on the Wednesday night program. We had Matt Tremont on many times previous. He put out that great promo.
The best thing to do is to let these gentlemen speak for themselves.
Bye-bye to the kid that everybody else knew. And say hello to a new Mr. Tremont.
Tremont, baby, it's me and you. Saturday, I know you're listening, I know you're going to be around, all them little them demons and all that anger and all that shit you got built up inside you, hey man, I told you, I got you, we're gonna exercise all the demons.
And me and the king of the underground are going to collide, and we are going to beat the ever-living piss out of each other.
I think a respect there because the fear's there. I mean, I'm not, you know, I know Matt Tremont's not afraid of anything. I'm not afraid of anything either. So I think it's respect out of if either of us slipped up during this match, it could be over quick. So I think that's where the mutual respect comes from. And I've watched that guy and I've heard about that guy busting his ass for years. So how can you not respect that? You know what I mean? The guy's started at the bottom literally, so...
Scotty, I hope you're ready because you got a hungry Matt Tremont, and he's really hungry, and he's hungry for blood, and he's hungry for violence. No more stupid cliches. Everyone's heard me. Everyone's feared me, and I want you to believe me. That's over with. I promise you violence. And it's the truth. Not God's truth. Tremont's truth.
That is the truth, and the truth is you better be there at On Point Wrestling. Doors open at 6:30. Bell time is 7. Dan, we've talked about it in length many a time.
I am so excited.
What's the match you're looking most forward to?
Obviously, Tremont and Summers, but being that I have a personal investment in this now that I got called out on Twitter, LJ Cruz and Mark Angel. I'm really looking forward to that. And I'm kind of hoping that LJ Cruz, I'm going to change my past to LJ Cruz, since I hate the guy so much. I want him to wipe the mat with that guy.
Really?
Yeah, that
so you're changing
Penguins jersey wearing son of a...
Well, you have to have a little more decorum than that, Dan, because I'm going to let you know right now. Now, the cat was in the bag.
Meow, meow.
You and I will be calling the Mark Angel LJ Cruz match tomorrow at On Point Wrestling.
I will.
You do have a personal investment in this at this point.
I do now, and I am going to say this. I will be professional, and nobody will ever know outside this podcast that I don't like Mark Angel.
Well, there you go. I hope nobody on the DVD finds that out, but if they do, oh well. Now, Dan, you're off on Obey the Puck this week. You do return on the 24th. Too early to say what the hell's going on with that, though.
Pretty much. I am going to touch upon, I'm definitely going to touch upon a Rich Peverly update and a final update. And the gentleman, I was putting out, I don't know if you saw this, there was a player from the Saginaw Spirit.
He died, yeah. That was a very odd.
That was missing, and they found his body, and he unfortunately was dead.
Yeah.
So
very interesting story there.
I'm going to research all the tidbits on that. We're definitely going to talk about that because he was a young man.
Apparently he was released.
He wasn't released. He was suspended. It was not permanent.
Ooh.
He misbehaved, and it was a simple, take some time, this is a punishment, but you'll be back. Just, we have to do this because you effed up.
Well, apparently he took it a little more seriously, it appears.
Unfortunately, yeah. So I'm going to talk about that, those two things definitely, and I'm going to round up only two or three things and keep it simple.
Keep it simple, stupid.
Keep it simple, stupid. And we'll talk about those things. We'll try to stretch out the discussions. And if you guys want to add anything, please go to facebook.com/obeythepuck. Throw us a note. Throw us an email at obeythepuck. Yes, it is. Obeythepuck at Comcast.net, or just follow us on Twitter at ObeyBugShow.
That's right. Now, Dan, did you say where you could be followed?
You can follow me on Twitter at DanMall83.
Wednesday night, it's girls' night, Dan, and I know that's a personal favorite of yours.
Yes, it is. I love the ladies.
Missy Sampson?
That's her name. Very good.
And Kimberly. I only say Simpson because it looks like Simpson.
No, Missy Sampson and Kimberly. Kimberly, I'm really looking forward to talking to.
I haven't talked to her since June of 2012, so it will be nice catching up with her.
And Missy Sampson's, what a personality. That's just great interview, period. Wonder what it's like living with Kekana.
Maybe we can ask.
We're going to ask. I'm going to ask.
Maybe we can ask.
Hopefully, he'll be better sooner than later, too.
So On Point Wrestling is tomorrow. He said he can put weight on it now.
That's good.
Yeah, he said he can put weight on it now.
We talked for a little while about the other day about physical therapy. That's a bummer part of it. Especially blood clot just adds to it. That kind of puts an impediment on your progress.
Yeah.
I just wanted to use a big word.
Yeah, definitely there now.
I can't believe it's over already.
What, after midnight?
Yeah.
Well, it's over. It's time to go. We covered a lot of great topics.
Bye.
MLJ, be safe down there in Virginia. God only knows.
Have a fun drive up 95 tomorrow.
Yeah, very true there indeed.
Had a fun time today.
Yeah, so we have that.
Dean, where'd they find you?
Oh, yeah.
And the show. Come on, man. HIACTalkRadio.com.
I'll get it all out right
Facebook.
Now, Dean.
Facebook.com.
Of course, I am the Dean of Credibility Double D. You can find me at Folsom County. You can find the official Twitter of HIAC at HIACTalkRadio. HIACRadio.com on the interwebs. You can also like the Facebook. It's Facebook.com/HIACTalkRadio. We are also on iTunes and Stitcher. Make sure you check those out as well. Until then, the mark has been made, Dan.